Monday afternoon, cold afternoon today, a bit colder than it has been of late, big frost last night, it's a bit unusual for this time of year. So let's talk about football. A couple of weeks ago, my team Norwich played Southampton and capitulated pretty badly, lost 4-2, wasn't a lot to be joyous about, and albeit I thought I was immune to getting annoyed and upset about it, I was like a bear with a sore head. Wasn't very good, because I was out with Rachel, my daughter, and my family having an evening at Yo Sushi, and I was pretty miserable. But I wasn't angry so much with the manager, who I've been not too keen on all year, but it was the board of directors, because they just seemed to be sleepwalking into devastation and not doing anything about it. So anyway, fast forward a week, this Saturday, we play Sunderland at home. I missed it because I had to take Joe swimming. And what do you know, we went and won. And what, not only did we win well, 2-0, we also had Alex Tete scoring an absolute thunderbolt of a goal from about 25 yards on a volley. Magnificent stuff. And everybody's a bit happier. Everybody else around us lost. It was bizarre. We end up looking really good. And the thing that happened was, that night I looked at the table, and when you looked at the bottom six clubs, you know, every one of them, every single one of them, Fulham, Cardiff, Swansea, West Brom, and Crystal Palace, had all sacked their manager this year and made a change. And Sunderland, of course, who we played. So all those six teams who had made changes were at the very least 3 points off worse than we were. So, what a difference. You know, a week can make a big change. The results going in your favour can make a big change. But what it sort of suggested to me, really, well, I know this could change next Saturday, but my decisions or my thoughts were a little bit hasty. And maybe that board of directors, led by a certain Mr. David McNally, actually possibly have got it right. So that was, you know, amazing how your view can change in such a short, really, period of time. And maybe you have to look at things in a slightly wider way. Albeit it's not particularly easy when it's bloody boring to watch and it's not entertaining. But that's the story of football over here now. Certainly in the Premier League. Because there is just so much money in it that the business and the league placement comes ahead of just about anything else. And certainly ahead of being entertaining. At 48 million or 50 million a year, the critical thing is to be there the following year. Anyway, looks like we've got a bit of a better chance. And you can read the blog on Biz Network Guy. Have a good day.